An edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 57 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
That just goes to what a hardworking team that we have this year.
Members of the Rowan County Senior High School speech team are headed to Nationals.
A mudslide has closed a Johnson County road.
Ashland Community and Technical College is hosting an addiction conference later this week.
A Kentucky woman is pushing for a new bike helmet law.
Three Vanceburg residents have been arrested for allegedly kidnapping children.
In sports, the UK Wildcats are preparing for postseason play.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 28 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Several Rowan County students are headed to a national competition. 10 students took 11 entries to the Kentucky Catholic Forensics League National Qualifier at LaRue County High School over the weekend. 5 students qualified to compete at the CFL National Tournament in Milwaukee in May. Kim Reeder is the speech team coach for Rowan County. She says she is extremely proud of every student.
You compete in 4 rounds of competition, and you the top 6 insofar as scores advance to the national tournament. And at that tournament, they will compete. It's over Memorial Day weekend in May, and they will compete against students from all over the country.
The students who have qualified for the national tournament are Maggie Chin, Ainsley Perryman, Jordan Whitaker, McKay Thacker, and Ethan Jenkins. First alternate students are Dakota Perry, Colin Turek, and Madison Ortega.
Kentucky Transportation Cabinet officials say a mudslide shut down a Johnson County road Sunday. According to WYMT, Kentucky 3388, also known as Island Creek Road, closed Sunday around 5 a.m. Officials believe the recent rainy weather caused the slide. Johnson County Highway Superintendent Barry Spriggs says after the slide, more water and chunks of mud continuously flowed from the top of the mountain onto the road.
So I called one of my men out to meet me here. We got here, had the road completely blocked.
Spriggs says he and his crew have worked constantly to keep the slide out of the road. The highway superintendent asks that drivers use caution while traveling through areas prone to mudslides.
Ashland Community and Technical College will host a conference to discuss addiction on March 14th. The Bridges Out of Addiction conference is sponsored by the Healthy Choices, Healthy Communities Coalition and Tri-County Kentucky ASAP Board. Kevin Compton is with the Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital in Ashland.
We have a full day of what we think is a very important topic and very relevant and prominent speakers who are coming in, and we hope that people take advantage of this opportunity.
The keynote speaker will be nationally recognized Huntington Fire Chief Jan Rader. Attendance is free, but reservations are required. You can do that by calling 606-833-2273.
Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes says public records released last week bolster her case that her staff acted appropriately when running searches in the state's voter registration system. Grimes had been accused of improperly accessing voter polls to obtain information on political rivals. But last week, officials released search logs they said were done at the request of the public, the media, and for background checks on job applicants. Grimes told WUKY there were numerous requests that required the use of the voter registration system.
We've had media inquire, how long has Amy McGrath been registered? Or folks reach out and want to know, for instance, what the governor's appointees to boards are regarding political affiliation. Or when we talk about recruiting poll workers for Election Day, making sure that they meet the qualifications and they're in the proper precincts. These are all factors which require utilization of our voter registration system.
Critics still say the office overstepped its bounds as they await the results of several other investigations.
The mother of a Kentucky teenager injured in a bicycling accident is pushing for a bill that requires children under the age of 12 to wear a helmet. A bike accident left doctors wondering if T.J. Floyd would walk again, but recently he has broken his personal record of walking 100 steps. Heather Floyd, T.J.'s mother, says her son is an example for other parents.
His independent future was taken from him, and he's probably never going to live on his own again. And no matter how good he's doing, there's just certain limitations and certain things that you can't overcome because you can't fix it. So my blessing in this is he's happy and he laughs.
House Bill 280 passed a Senate committee this morning. It now heads to the full Senate for consideration.
Kentucky lawmakers have taken the first step towards legalizing medical marijuana, with House Bill 136 passing in the full House. The bill allows marijuana for medical use to be grown and dispensed in the Commonwealth. The bill would not allow medical marijuana to be smoked and would limit the amount of THC to 70%. Republican Representative Diane St. Unge sponsored the bill. She says components of the bill provide employers the right not to hire someone with a medical marijuana card.
If an employer chooses to have a drug-free work zone, that is their privilege to do so. Now, if they have not indicated that in their policy and someone is hired and they're an employee and then there's an incident that happens, the employee has recourse in the sense that this was not something that they were made aware of from the beginning.
So far, 33 states have legalized medical marijuana.
With close to 10,000 children in Kentucky's foster care system, Uniting Kentucky is calling on families and communities to help. An event was held in London last week to raise awareness for the issues. Darren Washhausen, the executive director of Orphan Care Alliance, believes the foster family shouldn't do it alone.
There's a lot of ways that you can support those families so that they're in this for the long haul and that they don't, you know, leave being foster parents after so many years or months. We really want them to be here for a while, and they can do that if they're supported well.
Officials say as many as 30% of homeless people were once in foster care, and that support from the community can keep them on the right track.
A new report ranks a Kentucky power plant site outside of Louisville among the top 10 most polluted in the country. The Environmental Integrity Project and Earth Justice analyzed coal ash pollution data from 265 power plant sites across the country. Lisa Evans is senior counsel at the environmental law firm Earth Justice.
So coal ash contamination of groundwater is very dangerous because often these toxic contaminants like arsenic, you can't taste them, you can't see them. So these cancer-causing toxins can be in drinking water, and people near plants who rely on the groundwater for their drinking water can be impacted without even knowing it.
Evans says the Ghent Generation Station outside Louisville is one of the most toxic in the country.
46 new American citizens took the oath in Lexington over the weekend. People came from as far as Russia, Vietnam, and Iraq to become citizens on Friday. Among them was Azadu Man Kamal, a Bangladesh man who watched his wife walk across the stage. Kamal says he voted for President Trump.
This country is welcoming to anyone. He's building the wall to protect our country, not to do anything wrong.
Ceremony speakers encouraged the new citizens to vote and to continue to mold and maintain a country, quote, where all people are created equal. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with six lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Two Cincinnati residents were arrested this morning after police found a suspicious vehicle on Summit Federal Corrections Institution property. Deputies approached the vehicle and found 40-year-old Natasha Shields inside. Authorities also observed 46-year-old Gian Dewberry walking back to the vehicle from behind the facility's gate. WSAZ reports deputies discovered a large amount of contraband, including cell phones, alcoholic beverages, clothing, and food from different restaurants and plastic bags hidden in a wooded area of the property. Dewberry and Shields are charged with promoting contraband in the first-degree and second-degree criminal trespassing. The two were arrested without incident and are lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center.
Three Vanceburg residents will appear in court tomorrow on kidnapping charges. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
30-year-old Christy Carrington, 29-year-old Jay Thompson, and 39-year-old Victor Carrington have been arrested after authorities say they kidnapped two children and took them to Mexico. The Lewis County Herald says the alleged kidnapping took place in early February. The initial investigation by Vanceburg police tracked the suspects to Laredo, Texas, where they then crossed the border. Christy Carrington and Jay Thompson were apprehended trying to cross back into the States. Victor Carrington turned himself in a few days later, and authorities say he had the children with him. The suspects have been charged with kidnapping. Victor Carrington is also facing several sex abuse charges from a 2017 case. The three are lodged at the Lewis County Detention Center. No bond has been set. The children are safe and back in Kentucky. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
A house fire claimed the life of an elderly Jackson County woman on Saturday. According to WKYT, firefighters were called to Morris Lane and Sand Gap just before 5 a.m. The lack of a nearby fire hydrant forced firefighters to call units from five other departments to extinguish the flames. Once the fire was out, Kentucky State Police found the body of 91-year-old Jean Morris. Linda Bowles knew Morris personally.
No matter where you meet her at, she'd stand and talk to you. I mean, she was that way. She was a collector of antiques, and her husband made a lot of the furniture.
Police say there was nothing suspicious about the cause of the fire.
A Harrison County father is determined to find out what happened to his son. According to LAX 18, 39-year-old Kelly Hudgens was last seen November 13th walking on Waterworks Avenue in Cynthiana. Despite numerous search efforts in the area, including in South Fork Licking River, the man has not been found. Police investigators have previously said there's no reason to suspect foul play in Kelly's disappearance. But Michael Hudgens disagrees and is offering $25,000 for any information that will lead him to his son.
They can write me a letter, they can telephone me, or they can draw me a map where my son's at. I'll go find him.
Hudgens says he thinks someone out there knows something, and he won't stop till he gets answers.
The man killed in a Laurel County crash has been identified. WKYT reports 21-year-old Dylan Ellis drove his vehicle off of the 1006 roadway south of London around 3 a.m. this morning, clipped a utility pole, and flipped onto a parked car. Authorities say Ellis was pronounced dead at the scene. Gilbert Asiardo with the Laurel County Sheriff's Office says there's a lot to take into account when trying to piece together fatal crashes.
We look at skid marks. We look at the amount of distance that the vehicle travels when it leaves the roadway. If there's skid marks, we can actually make a determination on speed.
Asiardo says toxicology reports are mandatory for fatal traffic crashes. Ellis was the only one in the vehicle at the time of the crash. The incident is still under investigation. Taking a look at your local weather forecast for the week, tonight mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 54. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. Wednesday mostly cloudy with a high near 66. Wednesday night a 40% chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And Thursday a 60% chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Current temperatures in your listening area are 54 degrees in Flemingsburg, 55 degrees in Maysville, 58 degrees in Ashland, 58 degrees in Grayson, 56 degrees in Inez, 54 degrees in Mount Sterling, 55 degrees in Lexington, and 57 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, students from the Morehead State University Department of Engineering and Technology Management are receiving national recognition. WMKY's Grant Johnson has the story.
The Certified Technology Manager exam, otherwise known as the CTM, is administered by the Association of Technology Management and Applied Engineering to certified graduates of accredited programs. Morehead State University students excelled during the semester session for the CTM. The exam is considered very difficult for engineering students to pass. The department chair associate, Dean Dr. Ahmed Zaghari, is proud of the work the students have done.
Average among all of the participating institutions is around 65%. And our students have 93%. So that is much higher than average, actually is very high.
Each student that passes the exam will need to have at least a 95 out of 160 in the categories of leadership, self-management, systems, processes, operations, people, project, quality, risk, and safety to pass the exam.
There were 41 students who took that exam this semester, and 38 of them have passed the exam.
Zaghari believes the high pass rate from students is due to the program developed at MSU.
It has some subject matters that a student during their four-year college, they have to learn those things. And then after 4 years, they take the test. So it is a combination of quality of program and quality of faculty.
The 38 students who passed the exam are now recognized by the Association of Technology Management and Applied Engineering and are able to continue their education activity to qualify for the Certified Senior Technology Manager status.
Our students mostly have jobs, internships before they graduate. The companies like Regal in Morehead, SRG in Morehead, Cooper Standard in Montgomery County, Toyota, GE, and many companies.
The ATMAE certification recognizes expertise in a specific field and is a mark of distinction. For seniors in Morehead State's ETM department, the certification is an invaluable mark of excellence when going into the job market. For WMKY News, I'm Grant Johnson. Good.
It's 447 and 57 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Chaz Jenkins has sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pawn is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspawn.com.
UK Wildcats prep for postseason play. For WMKY Sports, I'm Chaz Jenkins. Gonzaga, Virginia, and North Carolina remain at first, second, and third atop an otherwise reshuffled top 10 in the latest AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll. The Zags sit on top for a third straight week, earning 41 of 64 first-place votes on Monday. And the Cavaliers also stayed put behind Gonzaga for a third straight week, claiming the remaining 23 first-place votes. Kentucky is fourth, followed by Duke, Michigan State, Texas Tech, Tennessee, LSU, and Michigan to round out the top 10. Auburn is the only addition at number 22, returning for the first time since mid-January and after peaking at number 7 in December. Preseason number 1 Kansas fell to number 17 for its lowest ranking since the 2013-14 season, while UCF slid out from its number 25 ranking in the last poll. Kentucky finished its regular season on a high note with a 66-57 win to finish the year at 26-5 and 13-3 in the Southeastern Conference. Trailing by a point with just under 14 minutes to go in the second half, the Wildcats were able to turn it on and pull away from the Gators for the victory. After the game, UK head coach John Calipari talked about his team's early mistakes and says they can't make them against this caliber of competition moving forward.
I told our guys from here on in, that's all you're playing. Every team is an NCAA tournament team, and you can't have lapses like we had in the first half. You have a turnover, give up a basket, another turnover, And all of a sudden, that's like an 8-point swing. You just can't have one guy or a team do that.
With the win over the Gators, the Wildcats clinched the number 2 seed in the SEC tournament. Kentucky will next play in the quarterfinal round on Friday. With spring training in full swing, the Cincinnati Reds are continuing to try out some of their new talent. Pitcher Sonny Gray had his first game with the team in a 6-2 loss against the Padres Saturday. Gray pitched for 2 scoreless innings in the contest, and he tells Reds.com it was a great experience.
Felt good. Made some good pitches. Come away with no runs, no walks. Very, very pleased with it. Yeah, I think I had, I had 5 or 6 swing and misses in the zone. And that's a good indicator on the effectiveness and the sharpness of your pitches. So, no, I felt really good.
The Reds are resuming preseason play this afternoon. They're currently playing the Indians in Cleveland. Morehead State softball hits the field again Tuesday in a doubleheader at Louisville. With scheduled games against Marshall and Akron rained out last week, tomorrow will be the first games for the Eagles since February 25th. Though they've had extended days off, MSU head coach Samantha Jones says her team has been hard at work.
What's good about them is they're just continuing to grind and keep working. And so we've done a lot, obviously, hitting and individual drills when it comes to defense. So they're getting a lot of good reps and some quality reps and just some good competition situations and some drills. So they're keeping that fire going.
The young MSU squad is still looking for its first win of the season. Game 1 between the Eagles and Cardinals is set for a 4 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. After heading to Louisville, the team will return to Morehead for a 10-game homestand beginning on Saturday. Morehead State baseball battled Belmont in a doubleheader Sunday, splitting the twin bill in a closely contested OVC dogfight. After winning the first game in the series on Friday, the Bruins took the first game of Sunday's doubleheader 2-0 before the Eagles rallied to edge Belmont 4-3 in the 7-inning nightcap, avoiding the series sweep. Even with a good start to the season, MSU head coach Mike McGuire says his team will have to improve in order to be competitive in the Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah, we got to keep getting better, and so to rest on a good start, that'd be foolish of us. And I think our guys are more mature than that. A lot of guys that have played a lot of games for us and know, what it takes at the end of the spring.
MSU is now 10-4 on the year and 1-2 in Ohio Valley Conference play. The Eagles return home to start a 7-game homestand on Tuesday with a 2-game series Big 12 foe West Virginia at 3 p.m. They will then host in state rival Eastern Kentucky for a 3-game tilt. Morehead State Rifle put the finishing touches on a historically successful 2019 season. WMKY's Keneally Roberts reports.
Junior Alexa Potts and senior Brandon Breyer wrapped up the season this weekend as they competed at the NCAA Championships for the Morehead State University Rifle Team. Potts, who finished 19th individually in air rifle, also became the first rifle athlete in school history to earn All-America honors. She was tabbed Air Rifle Honorable Mention All-America following the event. Potts fired a 590 in the air rifle competition Saturday to finish 19th. Breyer carded a 578 total in the small bore event on Friday and was 23rd overall. Morehead State's season included a number 9 national ranking, the highest in program history, and multiple school records. For WMKY Sports, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Lastly in sports, the National Collegiate Athletic Association claimed a victory Friday night despite the judge ruling against them in a federal antitrust lawsuit. According to WYMT, U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin in Oakland, California, said college athletes competing at the NCAA's highest level are permitted to receive compensation from schools beyond their current athletic scholarships as long as the benefits are related to their education. The ruling allows athletes to receive more scholarships to finish their undergraduate degrees as well as pursue postgraduate degrees. Although the judge ruled in their favor, the plaintiffs hoped the judge would lift all NCAA caps on compensation and strike down all rules that prohibit schools from giving athletes more financial incentive for competing in revenue-generating sports. The NCAA argued that altering this practice, otherwise known as amateurism, would eventually lead to pay-for-play tactics that would damage college sports and harm the academic integration of athletes. Both sides are expected to appeal the ruling, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has already stated it expects to take the case. And that's your look at sports. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Baseball plays West Virginia at home tomorrow and Wednesday. They also entertain Eastern Kentucky University for 3 games this weekend. Tickets available from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose after strong gains in tech shares like Apple and Facebook offset a steep decline in Boeing. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 200.64 at 25,650.88. The S&P 500 was up 40.23 at 2783.3. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 149.92, finishing at 7558.06. Boeing was a big drag on the blue chip average, the Dow average in particular, as the stock fell just over 5%. This after a plane crash on Sunday that involved the 737 MAX 8 jet. This is the second crash in less than 6 months involving that model. Boeing's decline shaved off more than 150 points from the Dow, given the index's price-weighted nature and the stock's high price relative to other Dow components. Apple shares rose almost 3.5%, which offset some of Boeing's losses after an analyst upgrade saying that the stock potentially could get to $210 a share over the next 12-month period. And Facebook gained almost 1.5%, also after an analyst upgrade. This analyst said that consumers are transitioning to Facebook Stories format and its increased focus on messaging, and the price hike from this analyst was $215 a share over the next 12-month period. Tech shares got a boost after NVIDIA announced it is buying Mellanox Technologies earlier today for $6.8 billion. NVIDIA rose almost 7%, while Mellanox surged almost 8%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.38% to $56.83 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,293.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.8%. Stocks were strong in Asia as well, with the Shanghai Composite up almost 2% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Apple and 3M, while the worst performer was Boeing. In the S&P 500, the best performers were NVIDIA and Align Technology, and the worst performers were Boeing and Eli Lilly. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 20 cents at $24.67, Amazon up $49.82 at $1,670.62, UPS up $2.20 at $108.88, Marathon Petroleum up $1.68 at $59.18, U.S. Bancorp up 58 cents at $51.45, and Anthem was up 94 cents to finish at $295.98. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the annual Burley Cole Art Exhibition and Competition is on display in the Golden Yang Art Gallery inside the Claypool Young Art Building at Moorhead State University. The exhibit is on display through March 13th, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It is free and open to the public.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a basketball trivia night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd. Teams of two players is $5 and up to six players is $10. Cash bar and snacks must be at least 21 or over. Tickets available online or at the door.
The MSU Department of Music, Theater, and Dance presents the second stage production of the Snipe Hunter Circus. March 28th through the 30th, evening performances begin at 7:30 inside Breckenridge Hall at Moorhead State University. Tickets and more information at 783-2170. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Haley Stidham, Jacob Lindberg, Brian Courtney, Keneally Roberts, Chaz Jenkins, Sarah Fashipe, Jack Cottle, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. KNN's Haley Hansen, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Grant Johnson. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202 BH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.